Welcome back. Did you miss me? I missed you, or I missed doing these podcasts. Back from the All-Star break. This is the Raptors Abroad podcast, coming to you from London, England, February 19th, 2014. And just coming off of watching the Raptors play the Washington Wizards. And we're coming off the All-Star break, so I guess I should say something about the All-Star break. To be honest, I don't get excited about it anymore. When I was much younger, it used to be, I don't know, maybe it was because I was young, or maybe it was better, I don't know, but I used to get much more into it. This year, I don't really enjoy those, the skills competitions that much. I mean, I like the three-point competition. That was still pretty solid. I don't like how they changed it up with having a whole rack of money balls. I think that's annoying. Just leave it, it wasn't broken. Just leave it how it was with the three-point competition. And the slam dunk competition, I don't know, it's just totally lost its magic for me. It used to be awesome. Again, I think they need to go back to the old format. Each guy gets two attempts per dunk, and maybe and you get one or two dunks per round. And then there's, you know, three or four rounds. That's what I would like to see. I don't like this freestyle round, and I don't know. I don't even know what I was watching there. Just how are you supposed to judge that? And go back to the 50, you know? That's what you should be scoring. Just have, I want to see Dr. J holding up a sign from 1 through 10 telling me if that was a great dunk or not. And I want Jordan out there judging, too. What is this? I want LeBron in there. Why isn't LeBron in the dunk competition? I realize that ship may have sailed, and maybe I'll, you know what, I'm going to talk about that on the breakdown. I got a few more All-Star things to say on the breakdown, which I'm going to have to do in a little bit, because I got a Miami Heat and Dallas Mavericks games from last night that I got to check out. So on to this Raptors game. Playing the Washington Wizards, we're 2-0 against them this season. We've got another game against them in a week and a half, and this would be a big victory. You know, come out of the All-Star break, beat a division and conference, I mean, I don't say rival, but member, I guess, colleague. And I think the Raptors, you know, it would be a nice statement. You know, we got the playing the Bulls in a couple days. We got a few Eastern Conference matchups. We need to take care of business. Four games above 500, and, you know, we are past the break now, so it's not a joke. I mean, Raptors could be looking at making the playoffs this year. This sounds silly. I'm sure a lot of people who aren't Raptors fans are like, yeah, of course they're going to make the playoffs. They're third in the Eastern Conference. But I'm still nervous. All right, I'm still, you know, it's been a long time. I can't even remember the last time I watched the Toronto Raptors play in the playoffs. So I'm going to try not to get too excited about that right now. Okay, so let's get into this game. Big game against the Wizards. And they also had John Wall, who's coming off winning the dunk competition and playing really well in that All-Star game. And they also had Bradley Beal, who was showing off some skills in all the skills competitions. So a couple of guys playing with some confidence. First quarter starts off all right. You know, Raptors are playing well. They get a 5-point lead. They're up 13-8. And the Wizards then go on a quick 11-0 run. And they build themselves a tiny little lead. But we bring Amir Johnson in, who we haven't seen Amir for the last couple of games. Misses his first shot, which is like a long 19-footer. And then proceeds to get four buckets in a row on the inside, including a beautiful fast break and one. Just nice, clean, smooth. I just love how coordinated this guy is. He just plays almost like he's in slow motion. And he's this big, tall, graceful player, and with these sweeping layups and sweeping hooks, and just makes it look easy. And you know, he just, it's you, I can see this guy practicing by himself when there's no one else on the floor, because he just gets the ball at a certain spot and he doesn't even have to look. He just knows exactly where he is and how far or how hard he has to toss it up and with how much arc to just gently drop that ball in. And that's a pleasure to watch. And a crazy stat, he, like, at that point, including the last two games against the Wizards, he was 19 for 25 from the field, right? So in the last two games in the first quarter, that's lights out right there. And so the score is tied at 27 going at the end of the first quarter. So going into the second quarter, Gravis Vasquez, my man, with a beautiful sweeping finger roll and some teardrops in the paint. He had three quick buckets, and surprising me, because I haven't really been seeing that much from Jonas, or not from Jonas, from Grivas lately. So a really nice surprise. I guess this All-Star break, maybe he was able to refocus, work on a couple of things. I don't know, but he was looking sharp. 447 mark, Jonas with a big highlight. Off the inbounds, gets the pass with about 3 seconds left on the shot clock. Gortat in his face, and he hits a turnaround 20-foot jumper from the right wing as the shot clock expires. Beautiful. And he was really playing with poise this game. He was 5 of 6 from the field, and a lot of shots that he tend to rush in the past, he kind of took a little bit more time with and was able to drop some finger rolls and some a couple of short jumpers in nicely. But not to be outdone was John Wall, who I said coming with a ton of confidence in the All-Star game. He was just on fire, and he was actually 9 out of 12 in the first half. But let me get back to that. That's to be continued. So 9 out of 12, remember that, for John Wall. End of the quarter, though, the Wizards were pushing, but Kyle Lowry, playing big, he has a sweet drive going left to right and throws it off the very high glass. I'm talking the very top of the backboard, and swishes that layup through. And then at the other end, with the Wizards trying to get up the last-second shot, he strips Martell Webster on a pull-up. And Raptors take a 6-point lead going into halftime, 55-49. So looking good. And then what do we have? We had the Raptors seemingly putting the game away in the third quarter. 5:38, not much happened the first few minutes. They were just keeping it fairly close, and the Wizards kind of pulled back a little bit, so they got it to within a 2-point game. It was 57-55, and then the Raptors just busted it open. They went on a 21-6 run from there. We had Amir with a nice and-one scoop shot. We had Lowry with a sweeping lefty scoop shot. We had Lowry draining a three from the corner at the end of the shot clock. He had 12 points in the quarter. He drained a turnaround fadeaway at the 141 mark, and the Raptors win that third quarter by 10. And so they take a 14-point lead going into the fourth quarter, 84-70. And the way that the Wizards were winning, that felt like a 30-point lead, because they were really struggling to put any type of dent into the Raptors' lead. And it looked like that was ball game. And then, to top that off, you start the fourth quarter, John Salmons drains a triple, and Gravis Vasquez drains two triples. Right, all of a sudden, and Vasquez, that put him 6 for 7 for the game. He had 5 assists, no turnovers. And then a couple minutes later, Patrick Patterson, with a nice little driving layup, puts the Raptors up 20, 98-78, with 7:34 remaining. Right, so let's mark that down, 98-78, 7:34 remaining. The Raptors got 5 more points the rest of the game. That's right. From 98-78, they got 5 more points the rest of the game. So the Raptors get themselves to 103. So what had really happened, the Wizards went on a 12-1 run right away. That's hard to say, 12-1 run. They went on a 12-1 run. Try that. It really is hard to say, 12-1 run. All right, Wizards go on a 12-1 run. They get the score to 99-90 with 3:41 to go. And the Raptors at that point have 0 field goals in 6 minutes. The only point that they got was because the Wizards coach, Randy Whitman, got kicked out, double technical, for arguing a charge call on John Wall. Which, actually, I think he was wrong on. But anyways, he thought the game was over at that point. You know, this was when they were down 19 or 20. And then, you know, the Wizards came storming back. And he got a double tech. Raptors only made 1 out of 2 of those free throws. So we get the 1 point there. 2 minutes to go. Raptors turn over on an inbounds play after a timeout. Brutal, right? The coach calls a timeout because he's concerned and sets up a play. We turn it over. Leads to a Nene layup. Now it's only a 7-point game with 2 minutes remaining. Anything can happen. 30 seconds later, Kyle Lowry, turnover, stolen by Nene, and he has to foul Nene, sends him to the free throw line. Lucky for us, he only makes 1 out of 2. At that point, the run is at 15-1. Right? This is a 15-1 run. Man, putting that 1 in front of run is really messing with me. All right, I'm going to have to practice that. This is a 15-1 run going back to the 7.5-minute mark of the quarter. So there's only a minute left. And 106, Lowry makes the big play. He drives into the lane like a little bulldog, puts one up, misses, but gets his own rebound. And I thought he should have held onto the ball, but he puts one back up in the air, but luckily gets fouled. And he makes both free throws. And then 53 seconds later, at the 53-second mark, so about 5 seconds later, John Wall tries to drive. He actually gets past Lowry, but he reaches around and pokes it away from him from behind. Raptors get the ball. Lowry gets fouled, makes another two free throws, and that's ball game. So Raptors win this one 103-93, but it really felt like by the skin of their teeth. So we'll go to the box score. And you're going to see that my man Kyle Lowry had himself a heck of a game. 8 of 19, which is, slightly lower shooting percentage than we want. But 24 big points. He was 6 of 6 from the free throw line and 10 dimes. So I'm not going to complain when I get 24 and 10 from Kyle Lowry. Great game from him. DeMar was quiet. He was 6 of 13. He only had 14 points, but he played a solid game. Didn't really force it or rush things. He only wound up with 3 assists, but I thought he played a solid game. And the big surprise for me, or the big contribution, was from Amir and Grevis Vasquez, because I didn't think Amir was going to play. Both of them were 6 of 8 from the field. Both of them had 14 points. And Vasquez, in only 25 minutes, had 7 assists. So very nice to see from the Raps. And, what's funny is something to note, I guess, as far as a basketball fan goes. When the Raptors went up 20, with 7.5 remaining, I thought, man, what are the chances that they're going to lose this lead? Let's see some, Julian Stone or Landry Fields or some Austin Day. Let's see some of our bench players play. But hey, our starters coughed up that lead really quick, and the Wizards got within striking distance. So I guess, it does go to show in the NBA, you do have to wait until there's only a couple minutes left before you decide that game is iced. Because even a 20-point lead in the fourth quarter, if the Wizards, make a couple more shots, down the stretch, and this would have been a really tight ball game. And, a huge win for the Raptors, because the Wizards were just right, creeping on them. They were 25 and 27 at that point. They're just two games below 500. Now they're 25 and 28. Raptors go to 5 games over 500. I can't believe we're 29 and 24. I would have been happy with 29 wins for the whole season. 29 wins for me, it just feels like a lot, especially with the team that we had and especially after the trade. But 29 and 24, we got a somewhat streaking Bulls team coming up on Wednesday. But Raptors are playing really well, and I'm not counting them out of any game for the rest of the year. I think that they can get in there and mix it up with the best of them. Not that the Wizards is a gauge of that, but I'm just liking the way this team is playing, and I'm excited. So you're not going to bring me down. Don't be hating. All right? Go Raps! Another great win, and I will catch y'all on Thursday. Thanks for checking out Raptors Abroad. Peace.